BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Eskom says its technicians are working to restore power to several areas across the province that were hit by storms. The power utility says severe rain and lightning storms swept through northern and southern KZN last night, resulting in a number of faults. NewsWatch's Lauren Hendricks has filed this report.
In a statement, Eskom says teams worked through the night to return power to customers. Areas that are still affected include Mtubatuba, Hluhluwe, Juzini, Manguzi, Pongola, Eastern and Margate. Officials have cautioned the public to treat all electrical installations as live and stay away from fallen cables, damaged infrastructure or any hazardous areas. They've called for patience as some areas are inaccessible at the moment. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, NewsWatch.
Authorities say a KZN police sergeant is recovering in hospital after she allegedly shot and killed her daughter in Umkumas. Officers responded after they were alerted by her family and found that she'd also turned the weapon on herself at her South Coast home yesterday. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the child is believed to be around 10 years old.
Police received a call from the sergeant's relative who reported that she sent him a message indicating that she was tired and could not take it anymore. Police rushed to a flat and after forcing entry, the bodies of the off-duty officer and her daughter were found. The child was declared dead at the scene. However, the sergeant was resuscitated and airlifted to a hospital.
And Taxi Council Santaco has made an appeal for anyone with information on the murder of a KZN taxi boss to come forward. Graham Shalembe was shot and killed while driving a minibus on the R617 near Mpopomeni this week. It's alleged he was killed by a passenger in full view of other commuters in the vehicle. Santaco's Sifiso Shangase.
For now, our region is the one that has been given and empowered to actually visit the family and then find out where the needs would be coming from. But we also have a burial scheme in the region of Umkhungundlovu.
And abroad, a group of activists organizing an aid boat for Gaza says the vessel has been attacked by Israeli drones in international waters off Malta. They were allegedly attacked as they headed towards the Palestinian territory. The strike, the activists say, appeared to target the boat's generator, leaving it without power and at risk of sinking. Israel has not commented on the allegation. And finally, Apple says iPhones sold in the US will no longer be made in China because of Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs. The tech giants revealed they will most likely now be manufactured in India instead. Your top story this hour. Eskom says its technicians are working to restore power to several areas across KZN that were hit by storms last night. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za, click on the news and traffic tab. For the NewsWatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.